This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We'll pause for a moment here to talk about the business of politics. We are 15 days, two short weeks out from the 2014 midterms and gubernatorial races. And if you think this has been a boom time for political consultants, you ain't seen nothing yet. The 2016 presidential race is just around the corner, really. And according to the Federal Election Commission, there are already almost 900 active super PACs out there, groups that can spend as much as they want politically on almost whatever they want. You add to that hundreds of political nonprofits, 501c4s and c6s in the parlance of the Internal Revenue Service, and you got a whole lot of money going a whole lot of places. Among the places that money goes, straight into the pockets of the political consultants who set up those groups. From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura explains.
A super PAC is sometimes born out of a strong sense of mission. Maybe its founder cares about gun control or education. But other times, says attorney Stefan Passantino with McKenna Long and Aldridge,
part of that mission is to create a client for their own consulting firm.
Now, let me translate what he's saying. Political consultants can create super PACs or political nonprofits to raise money, and they can use that money to pay themselves.
Yeah, I would say it's the new growth industry.
Trevor Potter used to chair the Federal Election Commission, and he was general counsel to John McCain's two presidential campaigns.
If you're a consultant who is part of the control group that forms a super PAC or one of these nonprofits, then you get to figure out how you're going to compensate yourself, and it's not always a matter of public record.
There's a few ways this can work. A super PAC can pay a fee to a consulting firm that's run by the same consultant who started the super PAC. That firm could charge fees on ads the super PAC buys. And a lot of this spending happens in what Potter calls a black box.
It's actually pretty hard to figure out how much administrative costs many of these groups have and then how much of that is ending up back in the consultant's pocket.
A super PAC's founder can be an employee of his own super PAC. Ken Gross spent most of his career as an FEC attorney. Now he's in private practice with the law firm Skadden.
Under election laws, there's nothing improper about taking a salary out of your own super PAC.
It is taxable, however. Gross says there's also nothing improper under election laws about taking the money you've raised and, I don't know, buying a boat. Sheila Krumholtz tracks political spending at the Center for Responsive Politics.
Right now, there are 109 super PACs in our data that reported spending money but have made no independent expenditures so far.
All they're doing, Krumholtz says, is paying staff and consultants to help them raise more money.
They're capitalizing on political interests in order to siphon off money that would otherwise go to support candidates and parties, and instead they're using it for their own impersonal enrichment.
And she worries this is weakening civic engagement. It's making the electorate even more cynical. Super PACs have been around since 2010. Lawyer Trevor Potter says that one of the reasons they've proliferated is they're so easy to set up.
It has an incredibly simple one-page form you file with the FEC. You just need a treasurer and a bank account, and that's it. You're off and running.
And creating a political nonprofit that doesn't have to disclose donors, he says, is not much harder. According to Potter, because there are so many super PACs and nonprofits, political consultants are busier than ever.
The good ones used to just have a campaign or a party that they could work for. Now they have all these super PACs, so people end up bidding for their services.
Of course, every election cycle, some super PACs and political nonprofits will wither on the vine. Richard Brefault is an election law expert at Columbia Law School, and he says this highlights something even the savviest political consultant should keep in mind.
At some point, they do have to get donations.
You can start your own group, hoping it'll be a steady source of income, but you got to make sure there's money in the coffers. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.